is it only for the folk that got something to be thankful for?
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. Servant of the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, the way to the peaceful waters of noon, all peace, all calm, all one, working in accord with the universe and the power of the Most High. This is for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. Now let's wrap this section up. I found my ancient Hebrew, Semitic, African Semitic alphabet. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So noon is the 14th letter in the Hebrew alphabet, and the picture is seed, meaning seed of life, germ of life called sperm, and the meaning is to continue, to have an heir, to have a son. So in the man, in the sacred masculine, is the seed to continue, to have an heir, to have a perpetual lineage. Then you have the, how many was that now? Was that 13? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That was 14. And the 13th letter is Mem, because this comes from Memphis, Kemet, Egypt. The picture is water, the waters. And then the meaning is chaos, mighty, and blood. So we're talking about chaos, and Atum is bringing into order out of the chaos, out of the turbulence. And what we want to say is that the babies and the youth are here to bring order. We are called to bring order. And when we understand all of this science, understand even the table of elements, this is Booker T. Coleman, this is Dr. Gabrielle Oyibo teaching us that from the Africans, we can understand that the whole table of elements are hydrogen, all hydrogen. Hydrogen 1, hydrogen 2 is helium. Hydrogen 79 is gold. 79 protons, neutrons, and electrons. So the babies must understand this science so they can create civilization, create government, create institutions that are based on the science of the universe, science of the Most High. We're shifting to St. Luke chapter 1. Working our way, hopefully, to St. Luke chapter 2 and what is called the birth of Christ. Now, St. Luke chapter 1, verse 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. This is Luke. This represents Luke, and Luke is a white man. Luke is a European Greek. But this white man, this European Greek, loves freedom, justice, and equality, and loves Africa, loves the African Hebrews and the African Hebrew Christians, and is saying to us that he saw a need to take dictation and testimony from the ancient African teachings and these African Hebrew Christians who are telling the world about that African Yahushua that represents all of us as Christ in human flesh. Verse 3, it seems good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. Let me see what Theophilus means. And Luke means light, 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 illuminating light, light of the sun, light of the moon, knowledge and wisdom, light illuminating the mind. Theophilus is defined, come on, computer. Oh, you're going to go slow on me today. Defined as friend of God. Friend of God. So he's talking to a man that is the friend of God, and we all want to be friends of God, to be friends and associates and companions with the Most High, to be even married to the mission of the Most High. So Luke is talking to we who have decided to befriend the Most High and befriend this mission of truth, justice, and righteousness, because we are called to bring order to Rome then and modern day Rome now. This is chaos that we live under. This is turbulence that we live under. And we are called, we are the Atum, called to understand science, technology, the science of the atom, how the Most High governs the universe all the way down to the governing of the atoms and molecules and protons and neutrons. Verse 4, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. This Christ instruction, he must be assured of this teaching. So Luke is writing this book of Luke. This book of Luke, written under the name Luke, is to give the friends of the Most High, the friends of freedom, justice, and equality, the friends of the oppressed proletariat masses of the downtrodden, we, the friends of truth, justice, and righteousness, may go into this illuminating book of Luke to receive light and knowledge and wisdom so we may forward this mission of the government of Christ civilization of Christ on this earth. Verse 5, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Now, I'm going to try to do some of this from memory, but you need to go to www.blueletterbible.org. BLUELETTERBIBLE.org. Research these names and words for yourself so that we may know that we are all called, all of these names. And in the names, in the definitions of the names, we see our characteristics and attributes that are within us, within the universe, that are being called forth so that we may bring order to the universe, order to creation, order to our lives. Herod means heroic. Heroic. This teaches us that every president, prime minister, CEO, king, queen, religious leader, political leader, leader of a household, all of these leaders are called forth to be heroic. Not to create hell, death, disorder, turbulence. President Obama, while he was up giving praise to Nelson Mandela, President Obama and the Obama administration were dropping a bomb on a family somewhere in the Middle East, either Afghanistan or Pakistan. This family gathering together for a wedding, celebrating wedding and life, celebrating love, celebrating the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine coming together in holy union and matrimony, suffered the dropping of a bomb, killing enough of them. Was that heroic? No. We have the right to demand that the leaders act heroically or in a heroic manner. And we have the right to teach our babies in youth that as Christ's in human flesh, they are empowered to take control of the governments, local, city, state, national, international, universal, intergalactical, and run this universe based on the teachings of Christ. Herod was the king of Judea. Judea means praise. And it is praiseworthy to stand up for the oppressed, to stand up for the poor, the afflicted, to be the friend of the fatherless and the widows, to be a friend of the oppressed peoples of the earth. This is what Christ is all about. This is what Christmas, Christ Mass should be. We should be working to be the friend of the homeless and the downtrodden and despondent and oppressed and despised. But Herod here in scripture was not acting in a heroic manner. Herod sold out to Rome, sold out to Caesar, sold out the Hebrew people. He was their cousin. The Edomites were cousin people to the African Hebrews, the African Edomites. But he cared not about his people. How many times have we, because we were offered a job, offered some fame, offered some money, we turned our backs on our people, whether we are black, brown, red, yellow, or white? These that are in office, presidents, prime ministers, kings, queens, CEOs, and so on, they are also Christ's spirit, soul, energy in human flesh. But how many of them have turned their backs on the human family? Judea is praised. A certain priest named Zacharias. See, we're talking about the priesthood now. Zacharias is defined as Jehovah remembers. See, the poor, the oppressed need to know that the Most High has not forgotten about us. Jehovah, Yahweh, Jehovah, defined as existing. The power of existing, the power, characteristics, and attributes of life. The universal power of life has not forgotten us. Yahweh, father and mother. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, the Lord Jehovah, as begetting and conceiving. That is father and mother. Father and mother, Yahweh, Yahuwah, the Hayah, the cause of all life. See, all of this is science, and the science of life has not forgotten the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. All we have to do is line ourselves up with the universe and life. Zacharias was of the course of Abia, and Abia means Jehovah is my father, and Jehovah is also my mother. Life existing, our father and our mother. Life and existing is that causative power and force that has given us life and given us existence. This is science, sisters and brothers. Of the course of Abia, this means that Zacharias desired to follow the principles, teachings, and dictates that were in congruence with the principles, characteristics, and attributes of existing, not just for himself, but for all people, especially the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So this teaches us that Zacharias did not agree with the high priest, who were beholden to Caesar. The Roman authorities had such control over the high priest that the Roman authorities kept the clothing, the vestiges, the accoutrements that were associated with the high priesthood. So when the time came for the various festivals, the various rituals, the priests, high priests, so on, had to go to the Roman authorities to get the clothing, to get the, I hope I'm saying it right, vestiges, to get the accoutrements associated with the office of the priesthood. Zacharias could not go along with Rome, could not go along with Caesar, because slavery, colonialism, and exploitation are not in the course of Abia, are not in the ways and principles and dictates and attributes and characteristics of existing for all. It says, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron. This man had a wife. The sacred masculine had a sacred feminine, because you need the opposite polarities of masculine and feminine working together. We need to understand the science of dialectics and how the opposite of itself is realized in the opposite of itself. So this wife was of the daughters of Aaron. And Aaron, these are rooted in African Hebrew. We're starting with the Greek here, but these words, Zacharias, Abia, Aaron, Elizabeth, are rooted in the African Hebrew language. Aaron means light bearer. So watch this now. Remember we said that Kaket, the sacred feminine, is light. Kuk, sacred masculine, working in the darkness. Kaket is the womb that brings into the light, sacred feminine, bringing into the light that which was done in the darkness. So Elizabeth is a daughter of the light bearer. She is the womb, represents the womb that brings into the light that which was done in the darkness. Elizabeth, God's oath, the oath of Yahweh, the oath of Jehovah. Let me see now. I want to hit that one right quickly and say exactly what it is defined as. The oath of God. And in the Hebrew, 4:7-2, Hebrew side, my God has sworn, or God is an oath. Now, the word God, 410L, having to do with strength and mighty, having to do with the strength of the Most High and power of the Most High in every facet of the universe, all the way down to the atom, molecules, protons, neutrons, the sign, the ram. The ram representing strength. The ram representing being strong and mighty. These attributes are in men and women, because Elizabeth is a feminine word, but Elizabeth is a compilation of masculine words and feminine words, because the word oath is a compilation of words having to do with the number seven. And Sheba, Shiva, is masculine and feminine. And these sevens have to do with the Sabbaths. And so the oath is that which surrounds the reality of the teaching of Sabbath and the alleviation of all debt, all slavery, all debt slavery, and the return of land back to the original owners in the year of Jubilee, which is seven times 7 years Sabbath, 49 years, and then 50, the year of Jubilee. Verse 6, and they were both righteous before God, walking in the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. If you research the definitions of these words, they have to do with truth and justice and righteousness and the commandments of the Most High, which are truth, justice, and righteousness, which have to do with liberty, liberation, which have to do with being in accord with the universe, in accord with life, setting up a whole society, judicial system based on the universal principles of life, having to do with the Sabbaths. See, this the Ten Commandments, the laws of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the Sabbath principle, no slavery, no debt, no theft of land, wealth, resources, return of land to the original owner. These were the thoughts and intentions of Zacharias and Elizabeth, so they had to be principally against the system of Rome, slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. They had to be, even though Zacharias was functioning as a priest, he had political and philosophical and ideological differences with the priesthood and the high priest, because the high priest had sold out to Rome and Caesar, and the whole empire of Rome and Caesar was anti-God, anti-people, the principles of living and existing. Verse 7, they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now stricken in years, so they were very old and seen not to be able to bring forth a child. It came to pass, verse 8, that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, this has to do with Zacharias fulfilling his role as a priest functioning in the temple, Okay? So Zacharias, he's gotten his vestiges, accoutrements, clothing from the Roman authorities, and is operating in his role as a priest. He, verse 9, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. So this brother is burning the incense in the temple. Now, one of these inside the holies was the altar of incense. So I'm wondering if he was operating this altar of incense in the holies next door to the Holy of Holies on the masculine side of the temple. Remember, a little in this December 8th session, we covered the whole science of the temple. And so Zacharias is operating in the temple. Zacharias knows the science of the temple. He knows all that we talked about. And so while he is operating in the temple, verse 11, there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. So this angel appears in the temple on the masculine side of the temple next to the altar of incense, and the altar of incense representing the prayers of the saints for liberation, truth, justice, and righteousness, that the Most High will take vengeance on the wicked ruling class and ruling families for creating a system of death, hell, and destruction. So this angel comes and appears on the right side, the side of masculine. And the word angel means a messenger. If I have my information correct, number 32 on the Greek side, messenger, envoy, one who is sent, messenger from God. And since we are scientists, we know that every atom is an angel. Every atom in the universe is an angel of the Most High teaching us the truth and how to follow the dictates of the Most High. The word Lord is Kyrios. And Kyrios is a title worn by the sovereigns, the state, the prince, the chief, the Roman emperor. So what we see here is that Luke and the Christians and the Hebrews are rebelling against Caesar, because Caesar is not a true Lord. Caesar is not taking care of the people. Caesar is abusing and destroying the people. The word Caesar, operating from memory, means to sever. And so Caesar operated to sever the people from truth, from justice, from equality, from their land, wealth, and resources. And so we take the titles of Lord and Savior and Son of God. We're all sons and daughters of the Most High. But how are we acting? Have we given our spirit, soul, energy to wickedness or to righteousness? So we take all of Caesar's titles and we say, no, you are illegitimate. We apply these titles to the Most High and apply these titles to Yahushua and apply these titles to ourselves. And we say to every politician, every leader in the financial world, every CEO, you come with words and titles that cause us to think that you love the people, but then you drop bombs and you pass budgets and bills that destroy the people. We take your titles from you. We say we will be the senators and the congressmen and women and the presidents and the prime ministers. We will be the Christs and the saviors and the lords on earth doing the bidding of the Most High and uplifting the human being and not destroying the human being. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.